Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, 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 it's 4 p.m. on Thursday and it's time for Johnny and Inel Live and Loud.
Live and Loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
We're back.
We are, we're back.
Back with a bang.
It's another Thursday.
Absolutely. It is so unnecessary that I do two stings there at the start, but I just love doing it.
It's just now just embedded it in people's heads.
Yeah.
I mean, if they don't know what the name of this show is and who we are.
Get it into them early. Come on. Bang in your face. Yeah, there you go.
What's their names again?
Exactly. And yours is just, I like to make a little sandwich, okay? And those stings are the bread, and yours is the filling.
Oh, you nice.
Know? Yeah, the Marmite. You either love it or hate it. Everyone loves the bread.
You were given a compliment, but you took it away. Right? You didn't have to take it away, but you did.
Honestly, you can't give me too many compliments. You just run away with them otherwise.
Well, you don't give me any compliments. What are you talking about?
possibly true there, actually, yeah. You are tuned in to Johnny and Inel Live and Loud on FUBAR Radio with me, Johnny Cochran. Johnny.
And me, Inel. Tomlinson.
Perfect.
That's worked. Me.
Absolutely perfectly.
Yes.
Don't even need to discuss it. That's just the way
it's fine. It's fine now. I've adjusted. It's been a few months.
Yeah, I know. That's just, you just come
to it. You know what it's like being in a friend's zone for a couple of months?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's difficult.
It is. Very, very hard. Very hard. I see a little meme on Facebook this week, which was quite poignant, and it was, ladies, when you keep asking about where all the good guys, where all the good men are out there, they're still in the friend zone where you left them. So, there you go. Tell them.
Hey, I'm here. Hey. Where'd you put me here for?
Like a little kid been left in a creche.
That was you know that last kid that's get picked up from school, parents not there, and the teacher has to stay with them.
Exactly. Start thinking about bringing them home.
Do you know what I mean?
I'll cook you a nice meal, and you'll come
back. That didn't happen to me, you know. Teacher's like, gosh, where's your parents, mate?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're laughing about that. It actually sounds quite heartfelt.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
bonding with a teacher, because you know what it was before?
Bonding with a teacher.
Well, you have to. It's like, because, like, during the day, I'm kicking off in the lesson, like, talking and stuff and, like, misbehaving by chatting too much. And then when it's just you one-on-one, it's like, ooh. Sorry, miss, for, chit-chatting all the way through the day, not completing my work.
And she's going, it's okay, I know why you're acting up. There's no one at home loving you,
are there? There's
no one there to pick you up.
Hey? Are you looking after yourself?
Where'd you go when you walk home? Down to the street corner, is it?
I didn't realise you're so independent.
Out there hustling.
I'm a hustling baby.
Turn up an hour early at the school gates. Bless him.
Oh, that happened to me one time, you know.
Yeah.
My mum accidentally took me to school on the inset day where the teachers going but the kids stay at home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mum totally forgot, and like she used to just leave me at the top of the road to walk down because it was like a safe road. She just left me there, went to work,
nice.
Came to the school gates. The school gates are down like, ah, rotted. I had to go and knock on my friend's door. Because like, he lived a road away from the school. Knocked on his door and was like, hey, yeah, my mum said I could stay with you today. And his parents like, what?
Did your mum say that? Did she really?
No, she didn't.
She's not got in touch with us, unfortunately.
No, she didn't.
To be honest, she probably knew it was an inset day. She went, I'm not staying at home with him. Off you go, fella. He'll sort it out.
You can take care of yourself. Hey, you're six. You know what you're doing.
He's raised in the school of the hard knock. This one. Hard knock comprehensive. Decent. He'll find a way. Foraging. Lunchtime's up.
You have to find a way.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, that's it. It's too late.
It's like that story about that rat that was eating the pigeon. I know at the moment it's not naturally obvious why
I'm
it's like
that.
I'm
trying to see the segue.
What do you mean it's like a rat eating a pigeon?
You know, you just have to learn to hustle. If there's nothing else going on.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta start hustling, taking things down around you.
We're running out of cheese, we're gonna have to start taking out some birds.
Just the rats looking around going, do you know what? I don't think we're being appreciated around here. Look, the pigeons should be bottom rung, let's take one down. Big time. And if you're there at the school gate with no designated lunchtime, yeah, you will have to hustle. Absolutely.
Take down a pigeon.
Or at least someone's cat or something like that. Who knows? You know, just hustling. Go feral for a day. There you go.
What can you say? I had a tough childhood, man.
There you go. So that's a wonderful little intro into Johnny and Arnell live and loud.
Yes, that's right. Welcome to the show, guys, and thank you for tuning in. But Johnny, why are they tuning in? What are we going to be bringing to them?
Well, it's funny you say that, actually, because I was going to run through a couple of those things. I'll do it right now.
Oh, good.
First of all, on the show, we have the What's Trending section.
Ooh.
Now, this is the part where we talk about the stories which have really been grabbing everyone's attention in the world of social media, what's got everyone's chins wagging. I say that every week. Yeah, it sounds always that way.
It's your favourite kind of saying.
Having a chin wag. So it's the things that they've been talking about. And then, yeah, give our little views on those popular stories this week.
Mm.
After that.
Then we got our infamous Lend an Ear section, where me and Johnny answer your problems, predicaments, and all sorts of issues that you have. Just email us in, and we will give you the best advice on how to get through it.
But how are they going to email us in? What's the address they're going to send it to?
Well, guys, get on your computers now and type in johnny9l@fubarradio.com.
Yeah, because we do want to hear from you. Don't just type it in. Have something to say, because we don't want loads of spam emails. You get enough of them, to be fair. Apparently, I've just won the lottery in Nigeria again. Not going through that. Can't be bothered.
Yeah, but mate, you just have to put in your details. I mean,
it's you who set it up. It's you who set it up. You've been doing this since 6 years old at the school gates. Ever since you've been at them school dates, you've been running a Nigerian lottery scam. It's absolutely
outrageous.
Exactly. Mum's left me for an inset day again. Got a nice little franchise I'm setting up.
Not even Nigerian.
That's the real con.
Nice. So, with your emails that you send it in, Johnny and I at foobarradio.com, make sure you have something to say to us, and particularly with those Lend an Ear problems, because we have guaranteed advice that is guaranteed to succeed.
Wicked advice, and we've answered so many problems. And guys, if we've answered your problem before and you got an update for us, then let us know. How did our advice help you out? Let us know.
Obviously, it will have worked, so just say thanks. Yeah. You can just say thanks, that's fine as well. We accept that.
We love getting your emails, so getting them in.
Yeah, absolutely. After our Lend an Ear section, we also have our Blast from the past section.
Yowza.
That's a blast, guys. Previously made. So it's Blast from the Past. Where we basically take a buzzword, we take a buzzword, and then we talk about the stories and memories that makes us think about, and in turn we then play a couple of tracks, one each, which those stories kind of make us think about, which they're related to.
Indeed, and today's buzzword is Black Friday or shopping.
Yeah, shopping stories in general.
Shopping stories or your Black Friday stories or your sales stories. What does those buzzwords mean to you? Get them in and you can write to us at the same address, johnny9l@fubarradio.com.
And then to top it off, we will be talking about spoilers on the screen.
Ooh, yes.
Absolutely. That's where we just have a little rundown over the stuff we've been watching on TV. Some great stuff knocking about at the moment.
Oh, yes. The Walking Dead. Oh, another big episode.
Absolutely. a massive one. That was also one of the things that was trending this week, but obviously we'll talk about it later in the show.
Yeah.
And also, The Hunt is really big at the moment.
Loving that show.
Any Attenborough just gets me off. I'm not even joking. Yeah. It really does. And apart from that, The Secret Life of a 5-year-old and 4-year-old, they're brilliant as well.
Brilliant
they are
show.
Absolutely fantastic. Been really enjoying them as well. No more room in the show for anything else.
No. Oh, there is, mate.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
What else?
Oh, we're going to have to stuff in some ultimate bangers. Thumpers.
Bangers, thumpers.
Dirty tunes.
Absolute fangers. And bumpers.
Fangers. So,
absolute. Bumpers and fangers out there.
Fangers.
Thumping it every single week. Absolutely.
With the fangers.
Yeah, fangers, mate.
That's a new word. I'm using that from now on.
Wait,
it's a fanger, you know.
Bangers, thumpers, fangers and bumpers. What? Let's go. Now we're actually talking about it, we might as well start off with a banger, bumper, banger and bumper with our first tune. Now, do you know what? I rearranged the order a little bit on this one because Ooh. This has to jump in straight away.
Got
I was thinking about this. This popped up on my playlist before. This was an absolute tune back in the day. It's one of my favourites. And I'm sure a few people out there know it. Sing along if you do. Mm-hmm. This one is by PM Dawn. It's called Set Adrift on Memory Bliss. Set adrift on memory bliss of you. So there you go, Arnel.
Nice.
Yeah, big fan of that. That. Do you know one of them songs? Like, do you remember when just the box was on MTV and stuff on cable?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that was one of them songs that used to pop up, and I used to just, you know, it was a party in my house.
People that are texting their number to play your tune.
Absolutely never happened. No. Do you know what? The only time I did it, the only time
you did do
I
it
did do it once. Okay. Okay. Shoot me. You got me. Okay.
I spent 50 pence on the song.
It's been known to happen. Okay. Don't tell my mum because. she did worry about that bill. Only time I did it was when
premium rates.
Puff Daddy, I'll Be Missing You came out.
Oh, nice. Oh, the biggie one.
Oh, it was just too much for me. Loved it. But that tune, I mean, just back in the day, used to just, you know, it was just awesome. I'm a bit of a Spandau Ballet fan as well, so...
Who isn't?
Shoot me again. Here we go. Do you know what, I know?
What? Ooh, got a little email.
We have our first email of the day. Ooh, absolutely. This one says school crushes. Hey, Johnny and Arnell.
Hey.
Did you guys ever fancy any of your teachers? I used to fancy my maths teacher. I saw her a few years later in Sainsbury's. Let's just say time is a cruel mistress. And that's from Oliver, friend of the show.
Hey, it's Oliver.
Thanks for getting in touch, Oliver. We love hearing from you, mate.
Oh, God.
Time is a cruel, cruel.
Time I was going to add you on Facebook, then I saw a profile picture.
Looks like you've been in a fight with time. And you lost.
Fight with time.
Old Father Time's giving you quite the beating. Yeah, I know what you mean, Oliver. I do know what you mean, to be fair. See, it'll happen to all of us, to be fair. It'll happen to all of us. But, yeah, no, I used to fancy one of my teachers, French teacher. She was absolutely outrageous.
Same here, our French teacher as well.
Yeah,
she was. I think it was the accent.
No, I mean, this one's from Manchester. She's got to come out and go, you're right, guys, everyone sit down. Je m'appelle. Je m'appelle Tracy. Okay. J'ai 30 ans. It's like, leave it out. Any danger of that accent? But she was so decent. She was absolutely scandalous. Roasting hot. But I remember one day, she was talking, like, news got around that we had a really fit French teacher in the school, you know. Mm. And I've got to get, I can't even remember the guy's name now, but he came out with a great line. He was a kid in my brother's class. And basically, like, everyone was usually quite naughty in French anyway. Mm-hmm. So on her first day, like, everyone's going nuts in there or whatever. And this guy's just chatting or whatever. And she starts getting angry. She's going, how dare you talk from my lesson? What is your name? And he just went, it's whatever you want it to be, miss.
Call me what you want.
Whatever you would like it to be, my dear. I mean, this is a 14-year-old kid.
You've got to try it.
But it's one of those where, like, the teacher just was like, you know, fair. She's just laughing. She's just, like, chuckling, just going, get out. You know, can't do anything with me. It's a good line, get out, though. So well done to that geezer who said that. He probably won't be listening, but there you go.
Probably Oliver, friend of the show.
It might be. Similar kind of top banter there, so well done. Did you fancy him? Oh, your French teacher as well, did
you? Yeah, French teacher as well. Do you know what? It's just the accent. It was like, ooh, ooh, ooh. It's like, ooh, 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 ooh. Do you know what? Because she could command respect just by talking. Well, especially the guys. Because, as you said, like in our school, everyone was just misbehaving and stuff. And, but as soon as it was her class, it was like, I'm sitting up straight. Didn't learn a thing of French, but definitely listen, though.
I'm a visual learner.
Oh, yeah. I need to see it. Show me.
Perform these phrases for me, from which I am to learn. There you go. Nice one, Ollie. Another email here.
Ooh.
Raving.
Raver.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Would you rather be a raven or go raving? Rave on, Simon in Tulse Hill.
I like the play on words.
Yeah, I admire your endeavour, Simon, I really do. It's not really much of a choice for me.
I can imagine Simon had a little thought and then he was like, I'll send that to Johnny and Arnell.
I know he'll appreciate this. Give it to him.
I know two boys.
That's just you that is going, just type in that address on your email browser. He didn't have anything to send. He's going, give him the Raven stuff. Go on, Simon, just give him it.
Just get in touch.
They'll love it. I'd probably go raving because I tend to do that a lot of weekends, probably too old for it, but still do anyway, rather than essentially changing my form on this planet to be a small black bird, which is not particularly popular. I'd go for raving.
Mm. Or you could be that one, you know, that one in Game of Thrones with the three eyes.
Yeah.
Or that one, and then you've got the foresight.
Oh, even better. So I could be a fictional raven as opposed to going raving.
There you go.
I'm still going to stay.
Weighing it up, isn't you?
Fictional raven with three eyes.
Like, I guess it depends what day of the week it is.
Yeah, exactly. Depends where the rave is, to be honest. If we are honest. Oh.
Another one.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Haven't heard PM Dawn in a long time. Top banger. Yes, yeah. And that's from Claire.
Well done, Claire. You've got good taste, love. Yeah,
exactly. Thank you. We love all our emails, but when people do give us props on the music, I actually really I love it.
It touches you.
Yeah.
It touches deep.
Yeah. So, nice one, Claire. Thank you for that. Crushes. Hello, my first crush was my toy, Lion-O. My Thundercat toy, Lion-O. It's 20 years later and I've got to give it to him. He still looks good. Better than my...
Thundercat!
Put the toy down! Put the toy down!
What a sword he's got on him.
It's grown. It's the eye of Pandera.
His Thundercat sword's grown. Better than my last two boyfriends anyway, which is why he's tucked up in bed with me tonight and not them. Love you, Sophia in Tunbridge.
Oh,
thank you, Sophia.
Sophia. I like that.
Enjoying that, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with being tucked
Can't
up in bed
with
a 20-year-old Lion-O toy. No, definitely, you're winning. If only those boyfriends could see you now, eh?
I just imagine I'm just screaming in the window. Keep it down!
It's not me, it's Lion-O. He's channeling the strength of the Thundercats to beat Mum-Ra again. Decent, loving that, Sophia. Loving that.
We got a little message here as well. We got Jess is listening, and then she's at the dentist, about to get a wisdom tooth out. But she says very funny though. So, but she won't be able to laugh for very long, I suppose, if she's getting teeth out. Yeah.
She's going to be going on like one of those boxers who just had their teeth knocked out. So yeah. Nice one for listening, though.
Thank you for tuning in. Yeah.
And Carly, friend of the show as well, gave us props on PM Dawn, Set Adrift on Memory Bliss. So, good stuff.
Two props and a song there. Okay.
Guilty.
Oh, is that why you got a big smile on your face?
Absolutely.
Is this how you stay out of the friend zone?
Absolutely. You know, it's musical taste more than anything else. You know, just a general charisma as well, of course, that comes into it. But, you know, it's mainly my iPod. That's what they're with me for. Right, so we have now got into our What's Trending section.
What's Trending? This is part of the show where we talk about what's been going on this week, what's been trending, what's been going on, what you guys have been talking about.
Absolutely. So the first thing is actually that I saw was that Facebook have started to trial a take-a-break tool, right, which is basically to help navigate a breakup with an ex without having to remove them or block them on Facebook. So, obviously, everyone out there probably understands, if you put in a relationship on Facebook, it's not just the putting it up, like updating your relationship status, but it's in general, if you're going out with someone and your Facebook friends, you can't have them as friends still. It's horrendous.
It's
constant
hard,
pop-ups with your ex, you know, and all of that. It's tough. So Facebook...
And they're always at the top of the bloody news feed.
Of course they are.
Of course.
We thought you might want to see this. He's smiling. Yo, she looks like she's having a great time, yeah?
Well, she's got to smile a bit.
That's it. There's a new take-a-break tool, which basically means you won't see any updates, photos of them, or anything like that, unless you actually go onto their Facebook profile, meaning you obviously don't have to now. Yeah.
If you want to see, you have to go stalking.
Exactly. Yeah. I love the way they termed it, though, Facebook. They were like, it's meaning that you don't have to take the drastic steps of unfriending them or blocking them. Mm. I don't actually think it's that drastic to remove someone on Facebook. It's drastic to break up with someone in the first place. Mm. Taking them off Facebook's pretty just par for the course after that, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Some people think. They think it's like you're kind of deleting them from your life sort of thing. When you kind of remove or block them, it's like, oh, it's like I was never there.
Yeah.
But all the pictures are gone.
But I think it's kind of that kind of it's a way of kind of keeping all of that those memories there, but like ignoring them at the same time. I guess it's a lot easier to kind of get over someone if it's not in your face.
Yeah,
and if you're going looking, then it's your own fault.
But to be fair, everyone has a Facebook stalk up. Every single person. There's no.
Facebook stalk up.
You have a stalk up. Everyone's been there. Everyone does it. I've certainly done it. I've done my fair share of it. You know, especially when you break up with someone, you do go and have a little look on your ex's profile. There's no question about that. But the problem is Facebook is one of these things where people only put up like photos and stuff of when they're having a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they're going to be in photos just smiling, looking good as well. They're not putting up ones of them sitting in their pants eating Ben and Jerry's, you know, crying. Like, because then you could actually comment on going, see, you look a state. I'm glad I left you. I'm glad I've left you. You're a disgrace.
Yeah, like a beast.
You've let yourself go. But yeah, you know, it's... It is a kind of new one which can kind of help navigate that difficult breakup in the world of social media.
I think it's a good thing though, because you know what it is? Because after a breakup, the first things you want to post are always the best kind of things, like the best kind of pictures. Like the first picture you want to post on there is always the one where you're out with your mates, looking wicked, like people on your arm, just like, oh, yeah, look at that. And it's like, oh, he's moving on a bit quick.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the sort of pictures you want to kind of get up there. It's like just to kind of put a little knife in.
Throw that into it. Exactly.
See that on the top of your nose feed.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm doing well. Doing well without you. I'm doing fine now.
And then you go home and start crying.
Yeah, that? Exactly. If only those pictures tell the real story.
Why did she not like it?
Exactly. Yeah.
I just wanted a like.
I don't think she's seen it. I'm going to have to tag her in it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Yeah. Now what are you saying?
Why are you tagging me in this for?
It's got to be under that thing as well as a comment. Now what are you saying? And then tag that name.
Full name. Yeah. Say it as well. Make sure
you hashtag you messed up. but no, I mean, it's a different. I guess everyone could play this in a different way, but I mean, I've.
It's a modern day kind of thing of breaking up, isn't it? It's the thing you have to deal with. You know, you had to deal with it like 20 years ago.
Yeah,
like
it's one of the new hurdles for sure. I've dealt with it in both ways in the past. I've tried to keep an ex-girlfriend on there as a friend, I've also obviously completely got rid of them, you know, as well. But I've had that one where the one I did have as a friend on Facebook. I had a horrible little thing where she, after we'd broken up, she updated her relationship status, got a new person. With daggers in the heart. It was brutal. Exactly. Sleepless night that night. Not going to lie.
Go to sleep.
Yeah. Couldn't switch it off. And then just going on that Facebook stalk up of all of her recent friends that she's had again. I bet it's him.
It's that one, isn't it? It's that one. What's his name? Tom.
Look at Tom smiling. He's so happy with what he's done.
Yeah. Tom's going to hit one, isn't he?
Exactly. Who's this guy? I know Tomlinson. No, he just looks like a friend.
Hey! Oh, you went to that. Oh, I should have known. Your finger was hovering over that button. I should have known what was coming.
That guy looks cool. Yeah, he's expecting a boundary.
Leave him, he's fine. That was safe.
just stalking through that going, oh, I bet it's him, yeah. I bet he's looking how happy he looks to himself. But I've also, now I just offer, I literally operate a scorched earth policy. I'm just like, get gone, take everything down. Most of the photos, untagging as well. I'm just
not
interested.
Do you reckon that's easier to kind of deal with by doing it like that? Just like, and then like, just like whitewash it off and then it's...
Well, yeah, in my most recent breakup, I have money. In my most recent one, it was... you know, not just the, like, my ex that I had to remove. I had to just get rid of all of her mates as well.
Yeah.
I just told her. I was like, look, all your mates are going as well. Nothing personal.
Everyone's going. Joe's on a call.
Everything's got to go. Absolutely.
Like it's some sort of Black Friday sale.
It's sale, absolutely. They've all got to go.
It's all got to go, guys. Take a weekend.
I had to get them off because...
if you want to keep these pictures, you better save them because they're going to get deleted. Save them now.
Yeah.
Going to give you to 10 p.m. Everything's, and then they're going to go.
Everything's coming down. That's got to go. That can stay. I look good in that one. That's got to go.
I'll just cut around that
one.
Yeah,
decent. That one's getting cropped. That one's getting shared again. Not enough people have liked that. That one I look outstanding in. What's she done? How could she break up with this? I just had to get rid of it because otherwise she starts popping up in your feed through her mates tagging her in photos and stuff. Again, having a good time, not interested. Gotta go. Yeah. Everything's gotta go.
Gotta go.
This is the day and age that we live in. This is how we
roll. You're good, man. I've never been able to kind of do that. I've tried doing that and then I buckle.
like after like a few days, and I'm like, oh, I feel really bad. Then I go back in the friend zone and befriend them, and
right.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Do some great friend work for you. Good stuff.
Oh, great. Yeah. Just let the it just goes down and down. Yeah, until it's
there's
nothing left apart from a little bit of pride. But then that's just, you know.
That goes. Yeah. That soon goes.
Yeah, that soon goes, yeah.
That'll be the first to go.
And then they get a new boyfriend, and then it's like, oh.
Final dagger. Yeah.
And then the worst thing is, oh, he'll like you.
Yeah.
Should be friends.
What? I don't know what you're doing, mate. That just never even pops up for me.
Friends? You are.
Don't get a look in. I'm not making friends with their new boyfriends. I'm not even being friends with them. It's like, do one. It's over. Let's go.
I have had an ex who went out with someone I knew, though, before. So it's like, I wasn't like close friends with him, but she went out with someone I knew. And then brought him somewhere where I could see him.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
They do it on purpose. They do it on purpose, I reckon.
Yeah.
So that is the first thing that's trending.
It is.
What else we got?
Oh, next up. Oh, Domino's Pizza. They started a thing where they've invented like a little emergency pizza ordering button that they're going to start giving away to like select customers. It's basically like a little Bluetooth button that connects to your phone, and you press it, and then it instantly just orders a pizza to you. Like, no kerfuffle, no setting up,
no nonsense.
Yeah, no nonsense. What's your address again? What's your postcode? None of that. It's just literally, I want a pizza. Pizza's on its way.
So what I saw is it links up to an app where you've put your preference of pizza in already.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you like pepperoni and that's what you're going to order anyway, and you've got your payment details saved, literally because that... It's like a doorbell, and it links to your app, and then basically all you have to do is just ring. There you go. Hello. and then in a few minutes, that pizza will show up.
It's nuts, because I was thinking, it's just a silly little gimmick thing. But then I was thinking, hold on, that's going to be the future soon. Like give it another 10, 15, 20 years, and that's how you're going to be ordering everything from now on. You're just going to be like, oh, need some toilet roll.
Okay,
so you couldn't let yourself in and put it.
Yeah, exactly. Run out of
doors on the latch.
Running low. Oh yeah, go on, mate. Just in there. Yeah, cheers. Sorry about that. Oh no.
Yeah, yeah.
Air freshener. Need that as well.
Hold your breath.
Yeah, some air freshener as well. Oh, you can get us a magazine as well, could you? Just getting bored in here. Yeah, yeah. Gonna need that bleach as well, mate. Yeah. Where's the Domino's? I went round you to go. Dear, oh dear. No, it's true. To be fair, this is a crazy invention, though, but it will start to get abused, no doubt. The thing is like, you know when you actually ring a doorbell and you don't know whether it's rung or not?
Mm.
Like, people are genuinely going to be, like, trigger happy on this thing, going, oh, yeah, it's probably not worked. And then out were, like, five or six pizzas turning up.
Well, you ordered six.
Exactly.
I thought you was out at a party or something.
I didn't think it was working. Well, it did. It did.
It's working very well.
The money's been taken. Where do you want your pizzas?
Would you kind of use something like that? Would you use like a Domino's button?
I would. I think, like you were saying, I'd love it if they did it for other, like, restaurants. It really takes off. Like, I'd love it if Nando's did one.
Mm.
That'd be sick. That'd be real sick. Yeah, absolutely. Yo, bruv, where's that extra hot sauce? I said extra hot sauce. What is going on with this?
Hey, bruv, I got my reward card as well, yeah? So that means I got half a chicken.
Yeah.
Half a chicken to claim.
Turning up at your door and you're claiming back on coupons. I think you'll find it's all on the card. That's a 10th chilli, thank you. That'd be great.
Hey, I've got 10 chillies. I'm waiting to spend mine, yeah.
Are you taking?
Ooh.
Hey? Oh, it's Guy?
Well,
it's Guy?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
What was that?
Mate, at the end of the day, no matter who it is, male or female, it's going to be a friend anyway. You might as well take me along.
Yeah.
You might as well. You know what I mean?
What sauce do you have? You have hot, innit?
Extra hot. Yeah,
extra hot. Go all the way, yeah?
Yeah, no, absolutely. What I do is I
go
take...
Go hard or go home.
Unlike the little black bottle, I take the lid off that and just chuck it all over the chips as well. Empty them, yeah, like gravy.
Oh, gosh.
I'm crazy for heat, though. I just really enjoy it.
I have seen that. Do you reckon they'd do that for curries? That'd be one.
Oh, well, yeah. Just... Oh, there we go. The Vindaloo. Thank you very much. Decent. Yeah, no, that would be decent.
It's definitely going to be a thing that's going to take off. Like, it sounds like a silly gimmick, but I think, like, I was having a little look into this sort of thing, and Amazon Prime has started kind of doing a similar thing in America where, and I think they've kind of started doing it here where, like, stuff that you've already ordered before, they're going to be on, like, a one-click button. So, like, you just go onto Amazon, and it's like, oh, I need sort of a few more of this. Click, and it's on its way. And
right.
It's like, done. And it's like, if things like Amazon already started it, then soon it's going to be everywhere.
But I think because it's just so easy to do, I think people are going to start pressing the button, not just for the actual product, just for company. Yeah. just to get Domino's pizza. But exactly. Just literally, thank God you're here. I've had a tough week. Domino's escort.
It's Mr. Percy. Just need something to talk to.
Exactly. I just need the company, I'll be honest with you, mate.
You reckon old people would probably use that as well, wouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely.
I haven't spoken to anyone all week.
Yeah. Thank God you're here. But do you know what? This is obviously you really targeted, particularly Domino's, at people with hangovers and stuff who literally can't be bothered to do anything.
But that's what I'm saying. It's amazing, the convenience. Can you imagine that, like, you're on a you're hungover as crazy, and you just I just need a hankering for some pizza.
But they should extend the service. Like, you should be able to get, like, some fixer to go around. Like, you know, if you've made a disgrace of yourself the night before, some fixer to go around to everyone's house and just start hitting them with a Men in Black stick, making them forget. Or just good old-fashioned intimidation techniques. You didn't say a thing. Okay. What he was on the table. Yes, he was on the table, but you're not going to talk about it. Otherwise, we're going to start breaking Mr. Percy in front of you.
Oh, no, please, not Mr. Percy.
He's got feelings.
It's gonna be crazy. Like, things are getting so kind of convenient. It's gonna be nuts because they already do a thing where you can get people to come around your house and clean up your house after a house party. So literally, you like call the cleaner, and then at like 3 or 4 in the morning, they'd show up, do a spring clean, and then you're knocked out in the bed. And by the time you wake up, place is done.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you've been robbed.
Oh. Tell you what, it's really clean around.
Yeah,
right?
Really clean.
I had a TV. Yeah,
exactly. There's not a sofa in here.
I had a 50-inch, didn't I? Yeah.
Looks as clean as a show home, because there's nothing in it.
Yes. It's just people sleeping on the floor. Like. I think we've been robbed.
So, that is the second thing what's trending. What is the third thing I know?
Oh, third thing that's trending, there was a woman who took revenge on her cheating husband, by selling his house when he was away on a business trip. That's deep.
Oh, it's very, very deep. Read into this as well. So her husband, she basically caught him with a text on his phone.
It was like a welcome text from the other lady.
In New York, saying, oh, I'm going to give you a sexy welcome when you get to New York.
Oh.
He went to New York on business. Obviously, we know the kind of business he was doing. Mm. And he went for 2 weeks. And in that time while he was there, in 2 weeks, she just sold the house and moved out. So when the guy came home 2 weeks later, the locks had been changed. He got home at 11 p.m. to find the locks had been changed, but the lights were on, and a bunch of students were living in the house.
I was so pissed if that happened to me.
What are you doing here, lads? We live here. What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
That is...
I've got some forwarded mail for you.
Yeah, exactly. We got told you'd show up. But, I mean, that is literally... That beats cutting up clothes, doesn't it? That really does.
Do you know what I'm surprised at is how fast she managed to sell the house. It took my mum like a year to sell her house. It took a year. And, like, for her to just, like, 2 weeks, she must have just took any old money for it. Any old money.
Well, that's it. She probably did, to be fair. Yeah. But she should have really gone for it as well, like left him a note. You know, because obviously this guy is coming home at 11. He's got nowhere to stay because he's got no house. Should have left him a note going, I've sold the house. You better give Lenny Henry a call because you've got nowhere to sleep tonight. Get down your Premier Inn. Like, get down your Premier Inn.
The worst thing is, though, because when I was reading it, is like he said it dawned on him properly. When he's looking through the windows, he could see all her furniture was gone, but he could still see that the furniture he inherited from his dad was still there.
Yeah.
It's deep. The students like putting ash on it. Like, you got an ashtray? I don't bother. It's landlord's really nice.
It's crazy. That is definitely one way of doing it, though, to be fair. I mean, if I was this guy, like, you know, I'd be having a word with... if I was the guy who got caught out, I'd have a word with the students, go, yeah. You got room for another one, mate? I've just come into a bit of free time with my hands. Yeah, let's see.
But it makes me think, what would she have done if she actually caught them at it? Rather than just... I mean, this is just a text message. I mean, what would she have done if she actually... walked in and saw him.
Probably sold his kidney.
Yeah. Someone needs that.
Knocked him out. Opens up. He's only got one kidney left.
He's a downer now.
Yeah. But no, it's funny you say about like how quick they sold the house, though, because I was thinking this. I mean, that is a rapid sale, two weeks.
2 weeks.
That would be an awesome, awesome episode of Homes Under the Hammer, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
How good would that be? This is Laura, and she's looking for a quick sell because her husband's been doing the dirty. It's a wonderful property, really spacious master bedroom. Looks barely used, though, because he's usually at the other woman's house, though. So. There you go.
Burn!
What an episode that would be. That would be a lovely one. I'm watching that one.
60-minute makeover, isn't it? Peter Andre comes.
Laura's been given £100 and a lollipop for the house. She's taking it because she's fed up.
Got a good deal there.
Yeah. She's also thrown in some antique furniture because it's his. Good. That is committed to hurting someone, isn't it?
That's so deep.
There you go.
Only things left in a house.
So that is what's trending on now.
Woo, there was a lot trending this week.
There was a lot trending.
An email.
It is email time. Here we go. TV shows I forgot about.
Mm.
Do you remember the TV show Animorphs? It was based on a book of the same name where teens turned into animals. It was really messed up. Gav.
Animorphs. The name rings a bell. I'm just having a little look.
I can't remember it, to be fair. I can't remember it. Sounds good though.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound. It obviously sounds messed up on that front. But no, teens turned into animals. Yeah. No, I can't even remember that. The nearest thing I can remember is like Captain Planet and stuff. You know what I mean?
Where it was an American TV show.
Was it?
Apparently.
Nice one, Gav. We don't know it, to be fair, but
sorry, Gav.
Sounds great. Sounds great, mate. Keep up the good viewing. Nice one. Facebook breakup.
No.
Have you heard about the breakup service called the Breakup Shop? For £10, you can send your partner a breakup text. For £20, you get a breakup letter. But the one that gets me is for only £5, you get a breakup Snapchat. Laurie.
Breakup Snapchat, yeah!
By the time you realise it's already deleted itself.
Exactly.
Did I read that right?
Yeah, if they're reading it drunk, just going, I have a feeling I've been broken up, but I can't prove it. How can you charge £5 for that?
You should have took a snapshot. No, don't take a snapshot.
Yeah. If it's not there as evidence, it's not real. Thank you. £20 for a breakup letter. What's that going to do? I mean, what are you doing with that? And £10 for a breakup text. Send it yourself. It's not classy anyway.
I suppose it depends how eloquently it's been written.
Well, yeah. You've got to
give him all the dirt.
You need William Shakespeare on the keys there, to be fair, to justify that. But there you go. Nice one, Laurie. Breakups. I have been getting those Facebook memory things. Oh, yeah, I know them. Yeah. Recently, I keep getting pictures of my ex. I've also had some of them. Yeah. Horrendous. Proper soul crushing. when you're sitting on the tube looking at your Facebook and they pop up and you just start crying on your way to the building site.
Oh,
Todd
God.
The builder. No, I know what you mean, Todd. Absolutely. Why? Why? I had one where I was in... I went to, San Francisco and Vegas the year before, and it's like, last year, this is what you were doing! And I was, like, in my living room, sitting on my own, like, you know, hadn't seen anyone for nearly a day, just literally bottom lip going... Yeah, I know what you mean,
Facebook's
Todd.
Just rubbing it in.
Exactly. But you've got a solution now, Todd. You can get on that, what's it called? Bridge the Gap thing, or whatever that tool's called?
Yeah, £5.
Get on that new Facebook tool they've got going out for you.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah.
And you won't need to.
Take a break tool.
Take a break, that's it. Get on the take a break tool. But no, I know what you mean, Todd. It's tough out there. Yeah. You keep going, mate. You keep going. breakups. Hi.
Hi.
Decent tune to start the show, as always.
Ooh,
thank you. She's got a silver tongue. When I broke up with my boyfriend, I did it in a very classy way. I went up on a breakup date. He thought it was just a regular day. No, of course. Ate some garlic mushrooms, garlic bread, and a tuna pizza. I also drank probably a bottle of wine for Dutch courage. Oh dear, sounds like a dream right now. After I'd had my brie cheese platter and a cheeky flaming sambuca for dessert, I said I needed to talk. As I started to talk, I felt weird and was very sick onto his lap. It was mortifying, but good in the long run, as he broke up with me, so I didn't have to. And then I got all the sympathy from our friends, as he looked like the bad man. Oh. Every loser wins in the end. Oh, Zara in Worcester.
Oh, Zara played it.
I like that, Zara.
She played it well, yeah.
There you go, people.
She had to abuse her body in order to
get... Exactly. Exactly. That's all you need. You don't need any of these breakup services sending Snapchats. Just go out and make yourself sick and someone's lap, and they'll do it for you.
Destroy your liver.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm just down a glass of orange now for the milk. Right, it's over. Good. And I'm feeling bad. Great. Like that, Zara. That's quality.
Well done, Zara.
Do you know what? I know it's time for a tune. Second tune.
Yeah, let's stick one on. I feel like a winner today, so let's stick some Young Winners on by Cassie Veggies. I like it. He's got a new album out at the minute, but this is one from his last album. But it's very good. Very good.
Excellent. Okay, well, this is Young Winners by Cassie Veggies.
What's your story? Where did you come from? Where did you get that from, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Young Winners. Big dreams. Let's go. I'm popping, we on. See, playing my songs. I prefer to just get the dome or the backside, cause I like that position. Real young boy with a king intuition. Hard like a nigga in prison. Praying so I slipped to my christening. Ride to the city with a sexy young thing, and she part of the committee. Girl, let's get down to the nitty gritty. If you ain't wanna flirt, then cover your titties. Says you wanna boss, want something like Diddy. Ain't making a band, just made 100 grand. Young Winners, we got it. Man, you born on easy, you just like me. Baby, so cold, baby, so cold. Baby, wanna tap her shoulder, tell her let's roll. To a place where we know we can go. Remember when they didn't even know he could flow? I'm the freshest young kid, most popular. Catch me in your city, I'm popping up. Ain't no such thing as a proper blow, cause you still gon' forget who you used to know. I'm putting on, I'm opening doors. I'm loving my highs, touching my lows. Girl, where you wanna get dropped off? We can try this time with the top off. Hop out this time and get topped off. Excuse my language, that's this Spanglish. Or just how the boy talk, cause he famous. Getting too wild, gotta tame it. So I strain sight, I should frame it. Just to let you know, we ain't on the same shit. I'm popping, we on. She playing my song. I'm writing my wrongs. It took me so long. I came a far way and I did everything my way. That's progress, my options. That took time to process. Young Winners, we got it. Young Winners, we got it, man. Young Winners, we got it. Young Winners, we got it, man. Young Winners, we got it. What? Young Winners, we got it, man. Young Winners, we got it. Young Winners, we got it, man. If you don't compromise, you won't strive. Or you ride or die, please don't lie. See, on to the next with it. Didn't realize that she had the best with her. As for my chest, I'm Superman. Flying through the hood, told the homie was good. Know you need a little bit of inspiration. So I told myself I might as well should. Said I might as well should. Yeah, might as well should. I'm that dude. I wear my heart like a tattoo. My life is off. My nights are long and my rights are strong. Gotta live a little to write this song. Gotta focus to be what I'm on. Got the boots smelling like Burbank cologne. Young Winners, we got it. Shade it off in the tropics. Talk to the people like a prophet. Hope my youngins ain't misguided. Make sure you're the flyest and work on your timing. Don't be mad you ain't shining. You can spend that time grinding. Ask good about them in the streets. They gon' say it beats. Catch the right place, right time. She gon' freak. We squatted up like we gon' eat. Kept the same thought like you gon' see. She yelling out, that's your TV. With a lot more money than my last CD. A lot of people thought that they had me beat. Today turned this on as an MP3. Like, I'm popping, we on. She playing my songs. I'm writing my wrongs. It took me so long. I came a far way and I did everything my way. That's progress, my options. That took time to process. Young Winners, we got it. Young Winners, we got it, man. Young Winners, we got it. Young Winners, we got it, man. Young Winners, we got it. What? Young
So I added that at the end, that little doop there.
That's
so
nice.
There you go. That was Casey Veggie's Young Winners.
Yeah, and you're listening to Johnny and Inell live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Johnny and Inell on FUBAR Radio.
Woohoo! Welcome back, welcome back.
Absolutely. So we did our What's Trending section, and keep your emails coming in, guys, because we're really loving them. We are really loving them. Hearing a lot of them. I just love the way our listeners really open up to us as well.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about their breakups.
They're not afraid to bare their soul. They really are. I think our show lets them think that there's a level of anonymity.
Yeah.
You know, like even, you know, Zara in Worcester. She's thinking, yeah.
There's
I know,
a lot of Zara's out
there. Yeah, there's loads of Zara's in Worcester. How are they going to pin that one on me? Yeah. Probably can, to be honest. Yeah. How many Zara's are there really who've been chundering in boyfriends' laps? Eh?
we all know that one.
You'll get a name for yourself, you will, Zara.
I've heard about that.
Exactly. Look at the way she's scoffing her tuna. I know which one it is. Rain it in a little bit.
It's only 6 p.m.
She's going to chunder. She knows she's going to.
She's doing it on purpose.
On purpose. Absolutely. So now, I know, we're going into our infamous
Lend an Ear section.
Lend an ear. Mm. Lend an ear. This is the part of the show where we give you the opportunity to seek out our absolutely super fantastic world-leading advice service where we give you not opinions on advice, just guaranteed to
guaranteed
work.
Guaranteed advice.
Absolutely. We also offer, because we're so good at it now, a A&E section. So you can actually email in right now with your problems and we'll solve them for you as well.
That's right. Johnny and Inell at FUBARradio.com.
Absolutely. Yeah, get your problem set in. Apart from that, we have one to start, don't we, Inell?
Yes,
what is this first
do.
Problem?
Problem number one. Hey, I got a problem for you. My friend was single for a good few years and recently found herself a man. However, ever since they got serious, she has vanished pretty much socially. She doesn't come out anymore, barely responds to calls, and spends all of her time with a new man. She failed to turn up to birthdays and events, and as of now, she hasn't even responded to any of my messages on WhatsApp or returned my calls for just over a month now. Cha! I would think she was in danger, but she updates her Facebook with pictures of her and her man constantly. It feels like she has abandoned us now that she has a man, whereas the rest of us have always made time for her, even though we were in relationships too. It's hard to feel happy for her when she outright blanks us now. What do you suggest?
It's a very, very tricky one, this one, but it's an age-old problem, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's just ditching your friends because of your new partner.
Absolutely. Oh, new love interest.
Classic case.
New love interest shows up, and then you just bail and chuck everyone in, don't you?
Like, I've had friends do that, but not to this extreme where they just literally like, nah.
Yeah.
You just cut them off.
Yeah, especially with, you know, the blue ticks on WhatsApp and you can see they've read it and stuff like that.
I know you've seen it.
Yeah.
You're reading all of the messages. Yeah. You're online now.
Yeah.
You're online now.
messaging them on Facebook and they're not responding back, but they're updating the photos.
Their photos. They're accepting the likes.
Accepting the likes.
Yeah.
Oh,
loving the comments.
Exactly.
I'm not responding to them though.
No, so this is a difficult one. The thing is you have to try and be a little bit kind of understanding in these situations because not everyone's the best at managing these kinds of worlds. Like the thing is, if she's I don't even know. If she's not really had many relationships, slash if she was really desperate to get with this guy in the first place, she might be overcompensating for trying to keep him happy.
I think that's the case as well, especially if she says that, like, she's been single for years. Like, sometimes it's difficult to kind of be single for so long when all your friends are in relationships.
Yeah.
And so when she finally kind of gets one, she's like, I'm keeping a hold of this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're doing everything together.
Absolutely. I'm going to propose at the end of the year. Definitely. Facebook updated.
Yeah.
I don't need that take a break stuff. No.
I don't need it.
It's real. It is real.
Uninstall.
Yeah. I'm taking a break from my friends.
but that's the hardest thing, though. It's like, literally, her friends have always kind of been there for her, even when she was single and stuff like that, and they still want to kind of be there for her and, I guess, be a part of her life, and she just, locked them off. I mean, I can obviously see there's a thing where it's like, oh, you want to spend your time with your new partner and stuff, but just outright ignoring all your friends, that's a
That's a difficult one.
Well, it's very short-sighted as well, because relationships inevitably start to go on the wane a little bit. You know, the honeymoon period ends, and then who's going to be knocking about then when you start going, hey, girls, want to hang out? It's like,
I need to speak to you about a few things.
Exactly. Get out of there.
Speak to y'all. Speak to the hand.
But to be honest, like, the thing is I have some sympathies in the terms of, like, people struggle to manage both at times.
Yeah.
What I would say is there will be, a reckoning with this situation, and there will be a kind of change. And you can either look at it as you can, you know, smile to yourself and be like, told you so, when she comes back, or genuinely be like...
When she comes, tail between the legs.
Exactly. Where's he now? Hey? Trouble in paradise. Lovely little line to use.
Haven't updated your Facebook in a while.
Exactly. You can be sitting there with your little Domino's ding bow as well. Like,
ding dong!
Someone ordered a disloyal friend. How you doing? I thought you were the pizza.
I didn't press the button for you.
I think, it's a tricky one. I don't think that she'll remain this way all along. The other thing is, not every guy, but some guys get a little bit controlling and try and isolate girls from their group of mates as well, which is, you know.
I've definitely seen that in the sense that the guy is really happy with how his life is running. And when the girl comes along, she has to kind of ride it out with him how he likes things done. And sometimes if her friends aren't involved in that,
I don't think it's true. I mean, I think there's a more sinister edge sometimes as well. It's because when she gets isolated, she's easier to be manipulated into things. Because otherwise you've got friends going, oh, he shouldn't be doing that sort of thing to you. And then it's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes you actually do have busybody girl mates anyway, which are quite annoying on another thing. But in general, when guys do that, not a good look at all. So I have some certain sympathies for her. In general, obviously, the sympathies are with the friends who are getting binned off, though. It's a tricky one. Basically, overall, if you like your mate that much, you just got to try and hang in there for her. I'm not necessarily saying keep making efforts with her, because she's going to have to start making the forward moves.
I'm with you. I think you kind of have to kind of be there for her if she kind of needs you, but then also make sure she doesn't do that kind of thing again. It's like, if she's a good enough friend, then when she does eventually kind of come back, because she probably will.
She will, because it's not a sustainable model, this. No one can be with just one person all the time.
No.
But she's obviously enjoying the fact she has a boyfriend, so let her have a little time with the sun. And when she does come back, because she'll need you, then you can just throw it in her face, like any good friend would.
Yeah. Oh, seems like it's your round again.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We'll go out, absolutely. What, me bring my purse? Wouldn't have thought so.
Oh, no.
This one's on you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's yours.
I haven't heard from you in a while. You're picking this up, right? Fantastic.
Oh, make mine a triple.
It's gone all to my head, hasn't it? Been a great night seeing you. Yeah.
Just about chandering in a minute. Yeah. Could have been an Uber. Could you order me one?
Like that girl over there on her date.
Look at her.
She's been broken up with her, bless her. Oh, dear. She's smiling, though.
She's loving it. She wants to come join us.
So that would be the advice. Just kind of, if she's a good mate overall, just try to cut her some slack. I know it's frustrating, but don't bother chasing her anymore. Nah. She'll come back, and when she does, apply the pressure.
Do you reckon that's a girl thing? Do guys do that?
What?
Like, just literally lock off the...
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. I know a lot of guys who go completely underground, We have different terminologies for it, obviously, whipped and things like that, stuff. But, yeah.
But I've never seen a guy just lock off all his mates, though.
You just don't met the certain ones. I've got a couple of them in my circles. Absolutely. Disgraceful. Absolutely. You're a disgrace.
You're just about to say someone's name. I looked at your face and you were just about to say.
I could name and shame a couple, to be fair. And I don't even think they'd be listening, so I really could put it out there. But, some shocking behaviour from certain people. Really is.
Absolutely outrageous behaviour.
You've let yourself down. You really have.
You know it more than anybody else.
Yeah. I know a lot of blokes to be able to do that, to be fair.
Oh,
but, you know, there you go, quite frankly. And I think, if anything, like, blokes can become even more, like, Do you know what? I was reading this thing as well about, like, you know, how blokes can get really isolated when they get older and get married as well. Because girls are more open and be able to say to their friends, I want to see you, I want to spend time with you or whatever. But blokes don't want to open up and actually kind of admit vulnerability.
Well, mate, I want to see you.
Yeah. What are you talking about? What's wrong with you?
Oh, no, homo.
to be fair, it's the... I just think, you know, it's one of those troubling kind of things which all friendships go through when there's new people on the scene. But there you go. Yeah.
I totally with you. That was a tough problem to start off with.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh. We've had a couple of emails in as well related to it.
Ooh. Here we go.
Bumped by my best friend. Hey, Johnny and Arnell, my friend did the same thing. Ignored me and my friends when he got into a relationship. But now they are single again and I can't get rid of them. trying to hook them up with a man to get them off my back. Jess. Exactly. That's it. It goes like that. The thing is, they don't cut a right balance as well. So it'll inevitably go like that. If you don't cut a right balance in your relationship, then you'll inevitably have to come. That's why it will come to an end.
It comes back, yeah.
Because being a normal, like, a positive
extreme,
relationship.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. You shouldn't be with someone all the time, every minute, because it's not sustainable and it's not manageable anyway. But you need to have a proper relationship. You need everything involved in life, where you get your friends, your love interest.
And it's so much nicer when your partner is a part of that as well. Like, when your partner is a part of, like, your friends and he interlocks with your friendship group and stuff, and then everyone kind of gets on, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
When you kind of isolate it, and it's almost like the person's like, oh, this is my life now, and that I can't do both, so I'm choosing that. And it's like discarding like a certain side of you. And so eventually, like you say, you're like, oh, I need that side of me.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, though, like, I think it's hard for the person in the situation, though. I think I've always been pretty good at balancing, like, you know, friends as well.
It's been pretty amazing.
Done an outstanding job in my years on this planet.
So have I been in the friend zone. Got many a friend.
Much easier. Friends is not what you have issues with.
I don't have issues with that at all.
Overabundance of anything.
Need to get rid of some.
Of course. But the problem is that with that situation, after a while, it doesn't even matter whether you try and see your mates. Sometimes you just kind of grow apart anyway. Especially one of the things I found is if you're one of these people who go out like pulling with your mates, you know, and that's been happening for a while, and when you get with someone and you're not there to do that, that aspect takes them away anyway.
It's like, I can't join in.
and then they end up hanging out with other single mates and stuff like that. It's just natural, you know what it is. So that's basically it. Guys, we do want to hear some more problems as well. If you have any problems, send them in, remember that.
That's right, it's winter time, so I know a lot of predicaments are coming up.
There's a lot of people with problems out there. A lot of people who are going, I'm not sure I can share it right now.
Yes, you can.
You can. Vomit. Hello, I did something very similar on a date, but it was... first and last date.
is this a chanderer?
Yeah. I had a large glass of wine before he arrived, and then another one when he got there. He ordered a soup for the starter, and when it arrived, he went to the toilet. I felt queasy, and a little bit of sick came out of my mouth.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
And I didn't want to disgrace myself by doing it on the table, so I aimed for his soup bowl. Oh, no!
No, you don't do that! He didn't order that!
Oh, dear.
He did not order that!
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Bit of cream sitting on the
floor. I wanted minestrone. That's not what I wanted.
As I was drunk, I wasn't thinking straight, so I just stirred it into the soup to disguise it.
Oh.
He came back and finished the bowl. Oh, my.
Oh, no.
At the end of the evening, I had decided he wasn't the man for me.
I wonder what made you think that.
Oh, dear. And gave him a kiss on the cheek and ran off.
Oy!
I remember I did actually run down the road to the tube. Unfortunately, he was also going to the same tube station, so he appeared on the platform as I was swaying into the wall. We rode in the same carriage in silence.
Oh, no.
I never heard from him again. Manda, I'm in my kitchen now cleaning out my hamster cage. Love your show.
Manda, I think she's top Zara there.
That's big. I love the drunk rationale of, oh no, he's going to come back, stir it in.
Stir it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to notice the lumps.
There's a bit of sweet corn in there, he'll never know. Oh my dear, that is unbelievable.
Oh dear.
But there you go, you've served it, you've showed him in the long run, you've cleaned out your hamster cage now, so yeah. You're winning.
Yeah. Winner!
Exactly. You don't need him, do you?
I love the way to go, when it comes back and has a little taser. Mmm, needs a bit of salt.
Yeah. A little sour. Touch acidic. I thought you've ruined that restaurant's reputation, you have.
Oh, yeah, I bet that review's on TripAdvisor.
Exactly. The chef's lost his job because of you. When you can't trust the chef to not vomit into your soup, you really have problems.
I mean, the minestrone was nice, but it had a touch of red wine in it.
And I mean, I felt I had to finish it, but it completely ruined the date, and I've never heard from her again. So, that's the only reason. Love that one.
That made me think the guy's like a proper snobby as well.
Yeah. Love that one, Manda.
That was awkward. That was.
Family reunions. Hello, guys. Happy Turkey Day.
Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Oh, yeah, isn't it? Isn't that? Yeah. As Christmas...
The way you said
I'm just like, it is.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
That thing.
Yeah. Thanksgiving. Yeah. Just not relevant to me. Just like, yeah, well done. As Christmas and New Year is just around the corner, I need some advice. Here we go. Yeah,
this is what I'm talking about.
During the Christmas period, I will be seeing a lot of my family. Mm-hmm. During the year, I lost my job, still single, and have no real plan for the future. Ooh. Didn't need that sound effect.
You didn't.
No. I could have gone for that one, or... Tough year.
2015 was not for you.
just gonna see if yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, decent. So
jeez.
No, that genuinely, I think we have the sound effects for all of the things you've mentioned. Okay. So during the year, I've lost my job. I don't have. Still single. And I have no real plan for the future. Should have done that first time round. Would have been better. I know when I...
it's a live show. It's live and it loud. It's,
So we're not taking the mic too much, don't we? I know when I'm seeing them, I'm going to get grilled by aunts and uncles.
Not as bad as that. Don't be doing that sound effect.
They may well do. We don't know them. They've tuned in. I know when I see them, I'm going to get grilled by my aunts and uncles about every aspect of my life. It's really going to get me down. Families are cruel. Apart from hitting the snowballs hard, what do I do? Sarah.
Well, my thing is, Sarah, is start kind of have a little sit down, have a little chill out, and then think about the things that you want to kind of accomplish for 2016. And then as long as you have a plan for that, then it doesn't matter what they kind of say, because you're still working towards that plan. So obviously people have setbacks, like everyone has setbacks. I've had setbacks. But at the same time, have a little vision of a like short-term plan, and then if you can, a long-term one of what the things that you want to try and accomplish, and start trying to work towards that. So when you eventually go there, he's like, well, I've had a bit of a bad year, but I'm working towards doing this, I'm working towards doing that, and hopefully I can do that sometime in the near future.
Yeah, and it's all about the language you use as well. Like, it's all about your marketing here as well. Mm-hmm. You've lost your job. I'm in between jobs.
There we go.
Still single. I'm looking for love. Ooh, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm dating at the moment. That's what you have to say.
There we go. So everyone's dating.
In between jobs, dating at the moment, yeah. And have no real plan for the future. I'm on my way to the future. Yeah, me. So building. That's what you. That's how you need to sell it. I got done last year with it. As I say, I was going through a breakup, and people were asking, "Oh, where is she?" It's just like, I don't know. Don't know. Don't think it's going to last very long. Where's that wine?
Did someone order soup?
Exactly. So lots of questions around here, isn't there? Someone open the door. It's getting really hot.
Well, this was Christmas.
Exactly. It's meant to be fun. This is why I don't come home. No, Sarah, you're on top. It's all about mentality. You're winning, to be fair. I did also see that thing, certainly on the dating thing, where it's like, if you were stuck in a relationship that you don't really want to go anywhere, in like marriage or whatever else, you're better off being single, because then you've only got one step to get into a positive place, which is find someone that you like. Mm. If you're in a bad one, then you've got two steps. You've got to have a messy breakup, then be single, and then find someone. So you're closer to that than half those aunties and uncles in their unhappy marriages. Tell them.
Tell them. It's all about perspective.
Yeah, should I be like you, Auntie Patricia? No, I don't think so. No, thank you.
When was the last time he kissed you?
Exactly. Hey, staring at each other across the tables.
Oh, back in the 80s, wasn't it?
But yeah, no, so doing well, Sarah. Yeah,
you're doing well, Sarah. For starters, you're listening to our show.
Absolutely, you've got fantastic taste.
Women.
Absolutely. You're round the corner from meeting someone decent, definitely. don't know. I'm not that easy, mate.
It was the way you had the
listeners at home can't see, but Johnny gave a little.
I don't have a face, sorry.
It's just around the corner. There's really someone decent.
Don't know where she is, to be fair.
Just around the corner.
But yeah, no, families can be cruel. But hold your head up high. Christmas time. Love that one, Sarah, though. Cheers for that. What's it's that? Time, I know, to get another tune on.
It is. What have you got?
And now, this one I'm going to be sticking on is a lovely little kind of dancier one, but it's just a great tune. Chasing Status, Count On Me.
Ooh.
Can it ever be enough? And let's go back to the beginning. Or will it be the end of us? You can count on me.
Oh, yeah.
Banger.
There was a question earlier, raven or raving? I think you have your answer. There you go. Raving to the end. Nice one. Probably should stop by this time. Yeah, I'm in the twilight of my life.
That's Johnny Cochran, and I'm Arnel Tomlinson, and this is FUBAR Radio Live and Loud.
Johnny and Arnel on FUBAR Radio.
It is. Absolutely. Loving that. We were kind of having a bit of a boogie there, weren't we?
We were. A lot of nodding heads, a lot of fist pumping in the air.
I didn't do any fist pumping. I'm not having that kind of image of fist pumping. I'm more of a
strut
kind of geezer,
more of a strut.
An Essex bowl, get that out there.
Is
you know
what
I mean?
Called,
yeah? Yeah. Just get the shoulders. It's all in the shoulders.
All in the shoulder. Actually.
Absolutely. Like a staff walking. That's what it's like. Yeah, give him the staff walk. Oh, yeah.
Ladies.
Easy. Yeah, slow the Staffordshire Bull Terrier walk down when a lady goes, puff, ladies, how we do? Then back into it. Oh, yeah. Raised on it.
Don't break the river, man.
Keep your emails coming in, by the way, guys, because they've been great. This one, new one, dates. Hello, I went on a date with a very hot lady and she came back to my house.
Nice.
You know why, in brackets. Scrabble. Nice, good stuff, mate. we've had some drinks and we're getting nicely frisky without being too drunk. Mm. We're not the police, you don't need to.
Yes, it's fine.
Without being too drunk, I went to the toilet to freshen up.
Oh.
And when I came, freshen up for the ladies. I went to the toilet to freshen up, and when
well,
I came back,
you've been washing your hands for a long time.
Not washing my hands.
When I came back, she had found some raw steak in my fridge that I was planning to have for my dinner the next day, and was nibbling on it.
What? Hold on. This email has changed. this went from an email that's like, yeah, it's getting hot and heavy tonight, and then now she's nibbling on raw meat.
Wow.
Hold on.
As she's nibbling on it, as she was staring into my living room mirror. She had long hair and looked like the girl from The Ring.
Oh, no.
What is going on?
Oh, no.
I've never been more terrified in my life. I'm guessing the last glass of wine had just kicked in. What was in it? I got her an Uber.
Get an Uber quick!
Well, I'm worried for the Uber taxi driver. She just appears in the back seat. He's not even opened the door for her. Home, is it? That Uber driver's never been seen again. I got an Uber, and as she was leaving, she was saying something about meeting my family.
Oh, this
is getting unreal.
Mate, what happened? You should never went to the toilet.
What? What happened?
You should never went to the toilet.
She got possessed.
Like, the meat, you know, the raw
exactly.
meat.
Raw meat just set her off.
Oh, dear. Really carnivorous there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. If she's got in touch again, I was planning on moving my whole family into a witness protection program and changing my name to Mick, but luckily she didn't. I've loved hearing these other stories as it makes me feel better. Dan in Essex. Love that, Dan. Wow. I would lose it.
Some crazy emails today, man.
Oh, God. Do you know, it is one of those. I'm like Dan, though. Hearing other people's horror stories just makes me, happier about some of the nightmares I've had, to be fair.
I've never had one like that, because I feel his pain, because he's thinking, wow, beautiful girl, and she's coming back to my place, and we're having a great time.
Mm.
A little bit tipsy, a little bit of frisky business, it's going great. And then, split second of going to the toilet and back.
It's a nightmare, because you're basically... When you're on your way back like that, everything's going well, you're putting it in the bank, aren't you? You're like, yeah, chalk it up, there's another one, deposited in the check, and then you're having
to... get a receipt, please?
Insufficient funds. No!
What do you mean?
It's bounced. The check's bounced. She's eating a steak in the mirror. It's bounced. Get her out of there.
Why is she eating a steak?
She's bounced into an Uber. Oh, dear.
That's feisty as well, because not only that, she's helped herself to his fridge.
Oh, absolutely. Well, cook the meat.
Cook it!
Just cook the steak in it. And
cook
it's
it!
A
if
completely
you're going to have it, cook
it's a completely
it.
Different context. If you're doing a medium rare number in there, you're going, look, I think you're a bit cheeky, but I know what I'm after here.
And I'll have some as well.
I'll have
some oven chips on, shall I?
Exactly. We can have a cook-up. A All you needed to do was ask, but don't do that. Cook it. I mean,
cook it.
It's not even blue.
It's still bleeding.
Just
bite into it. It's still bleeding.
Oh dear. It's alive over there.
That's a state.
Absolutely.
He's got a lucky escape, I think. Good thinking on the old Uber front there, mate.
Who does that? It's just unbelievable, that is.
I don't know.
Yeah, better off without it, to be fair. I've never had anyone roll like that, luckily. I have had a girl who went a little bit freaky on me, like scaring me kind of stuff. I don't know if I mentioned it before on it, but I had one of the Tinder dates earlier in the year. Mm. She just showed up and she was just staring through me, like having conversations. Like, oh, yeah, so how's your day been? And she's literally got that, like, psychotic stare at me. It's like, wow. I was like, is she gonna like try and stab me here? Like, genuinely, like,
oh, you was afraid for your safety.
Yeah, and she was doing like that weird head movement, tilting it to the side.
What's she doing that over her head for?
Yeah, it was like proper, like, you know, possessed kind of stuff. I'm like, you're right, love.
What's the matter with your head? Can you hold it up?
It's exactly.
Just like a 1 year old to say, look, just like some baby chatting.
No, but it's like newborn. Mate, it's like she's trying to get angles on me.
She's a bit fine looking.
She's sizing me up. Exactly. Just, oh, yeah, I tilt my head that way. Okay. It's a lot mental. It's like, look, you all right? Do you want a drink? And she's like, yeah.
Oh, God.
Big stare.
Yeah.
Head tilt. I'm
you're
like,
round.
Wow.
Yes,
what's
you're
going
round,
on? I just started laughing for it. I'm not used to that kind of stuff.
She did what my man there did with the Uber. Just get the Uber quick.
Well, I just said,
Uber,
I mean,
escape. Uber's good for getting out of anything quick, you know.
Oh, well, I just had one drink. I'm like, I mean, do you want another one? She was like, yeah, good day. I was like, she's like, do you? I was like, probably not. Probably not. I think the writing's on the wall now, isn't it? Should we just call it a day? Dreadful,
go
dreadful
home with
time.
Separate train carriages, yeah.
Oh, I don't know where she was going home to, mate. I think she flew home, to be honest. Yeah, absolutely. She disappeared with a smoke bomb.
Oh,
it was just like, Raiden. It was some nonsense going on, really.
I don't think I've ever been with anyone that crazy before, man.
Yeah.
You should stick to the friend zone.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There you go. It's safer, definitely.
I'll tell you what, you don't put yourself in danger like that.
That's your advice there, down in Essex. There you go. Friend zone yourself.
Hey, and you'll be able to keep your meat.
Yeah, you'll eat your own steaks. Great email though, keep them coming in. Right, we're on our blast from the past section.
Boom.
Rapid fire blast. This is the part of the show where we take a buzzword and we talk about the stories that are associated to, what we think about.
Yeah, when we think of the word.
When we think of that word. And then we'll play some songs as well. So, the buzzword this week is...
Shopping.
Okay, so I noticed that, because I saw the story you was going for, and I noticed we did have a link up, and it both of ours revolved around shopping at Lakeside around the Christmas period.
We probably bumped into each other. We didn't know each other when we were little.
Yeah, maybe so.
Getting dragged along by our mums.
Well, I went with my mum. I was just there on my own, just fighting for my life. Yeah, but. For those who don't know as well, like people up north and whatnot, Lakeside is a massive shopping centre. Like, you have them all around the place. But basically, I remember we used to go in January, and there was a few things that used to get me about going for these, like, January sales and stuff like that. One thing, I mean, like, it becomes... When it's that packed in one of those shopping malls, it becomes like an epic journey just to get stuff done. It was trying to get you... It's like Lord of the Rings, trying to get you precious, you know. Like, all I wanted was a little Ben Sherman number to go to my little school discos with, you know. But getting around the place was... Just getting from one side to the other was... It was like an hour. It would take an hour to get...
Yeah.
Easily to get from one side to the other. It became epic. And we'd go every year with our Christmas money and spend it in the January sales. And there were a few shops that used to make me laugh. There was one shop, the Eisenegger shop, which had a permanent 75% sale on. Like, I mean, I had been there so many times, but it has never not been a 75% sale. Like, I mean, that's not a sale anymore, guys. That's your prices.
I used to say it as Essinger. I couldn't say it. Was it Eisenger?
Eisenegger.
Eisenegger.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say Essinger.
Oh, what, do you remember when puffer coats were knocking about?
Yeah.
Everyone had a puffer coat.
Yeah, yeah.
I rolled in there. People were getting Eisenegger's. It was that or Sonetti back in those
Sonetti!
Days.
Sonetti!
Yeah. Some real blast in the boss. Oh,
bringing
yeah.
It back. Who knows that about Sonetti?
In my school, if you weren't rolling in to school looking like a red Michelin man, you weren't cool. That was it.
Okay. The Michelin like, look.
You had to roll into Eisenegger. Get a coat for 75% off.
It's always got a sale.
In the first year,
it's
you're like.
Closing down.
Wow, look at the deal I'm getting on this. Look at this 75% off. Like after 4 years of seeing it 75%, you're like, you're a hustler, guys. You're hustlers. I've never seen it more expensive than that. It's getting cheaper every year. And then the only real sale was sometimes they drop it to 80%. So it's like, that's a 5% sale. That's what that is. It's not a 75% sale. Same thing happens with Sports Direct now. Yeah,
Constant
30% off. It's not 30% off. That is the price of what you're selling it for.
Madhouse used to do something like that.
Madhouse.
Always closing down sales. It's like, it closed down here.
Exactly. 5 years later, like, I want to see you close down to justify what you're doing here. It's mental. So there was that shop. But we used to go, like, my mum didn't drive, so we used to have to get the bus to Lakeside on this massive epic journey. And we'd go with, like, you know, me and my brothers would go, I don't think my sister went, actually, but yeah, me and my brothers would go to Lakeside or whatever. And we'd go, and as soon as you get in the place, because it's so massive, you know, very quickly, you just have to spread out and go, look, guys, we'll meet back here, you know, at the end or whatever. But the problem is, this was way before mobile phones as well, giving away his age. smoke signals.
We're Ben Sherman's and he didn't have a mobile.
Exactly. We don't need to judge the soil to work out how old this guy is. So we'd go off and all separate on our different things and be like, I'll meet back here at 6, because that's what you had to do before mobiles.
Yep.
So basically, we all went off and I met my younger brother, Zach, and we were getting the bus back to Harlow, which was like, you know, a 40-45 minute journey anyway, maybe more, an hour or whatever. But we didn't meet my old brother Adam, and like basically we're like, where is he? And we're like, we've got to go on this bus.
maybe
he's gone. The next bus is 40 minutes, we can't wait. So we got on the bus, got home, and when we got home, mum's like, Adam's still not back.
And I love the fact you left him and then worry afterwards.
Well, because you always, you know, when you want to, when you need to leave someone, you always go, he's probably got on the bus before us. He's probably left us. Start making up lies. Yeah, he's probably left us.
Justify it to yourself, yeah. Isn't it?
And then start getting angry. I can't believe he left us. How dare he leave us? I'm getting out of it now.
I'm worried about him.
I'm going to kick off when I get back. How dare you leave it? Oh, we left you. Oh, I am so sorry. We thought you left us, yeah. So basically, we get home, haven't heard from him, and my mum's like, yeah, we don't know where he is. Eventually, get a phone call, because obviously, no mobiles. He's had to go to a phone box. She's like, what's happening? Where are you? He's like, I'm in Tilbury, which is nowhere near where we are. It's like miles away. So I don't even remember how he had to get back. But I mean, I think it was like sending family friends out to go and pick him up in Tilbury. It's like, stay safe. Stay safe. Stay near a main junction.
You and your sister doing missing posters just in case.
Exactly. Exactly. I was getting my story straight for the news. We thought he'd left us.
That's right. We were angry.
Hey? I was angry at him. the final thing that this the shopping thing, because obviously, you know, Black Friday and stuff, you get all these stories about people going mental over clothes and stuff like that. Was when I used to work in Sydney, I got a job at a fashion company. Oh yeah, I've done it all. And I remember like every now and then the stock they would have, they would sell to their staff like for like ridiculous amounts, like $3 or whatever for, you know, like a Gap shirt or whatever, because it was kind of like samples they used. Mm-hmm. And when they sold these things, like they had a kind of jumble sale, the women in this company Oh my, I've never seen anything like it. The way they were going on. These are with their work colleagues, right? And the door would be closed. They'd put all these boxes out and rails out or whatever. And you could see, like, the women who'd done it previously put the sale on. They were looking scared about opening the doors with justification. Because they were like, right, are we ready? Are we ready? And basically, they opened the doors. And when I tell you, there was a straight through. Dear. With colleagues, people pushing each other out of the way, grabbing the same blouse, you know. You know what I mean? Like, wrestling for it. It's like, come on, what is going... The worst thing is you actually work with them as well. They're, like, having genuine wrestling matches over, like, sour, like a blouse or whatever. It was crazy, and that was when I knew how passionate some people felt about clothes. They were willing to pretty much assault people. So that was my shopping stories. And the song that makes me think about... is one of my favourite songs. It's a brilliant tune, great message as well. But it really makes you think about it, because in the music video, it's set in a big mall, and they smash the place up. This is by the New Radicals. It's called You Get What You Give.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was the New Radicals. You get what you give. You're listening to Johnny and Arnell. We're live and loud on FUBAR Radio. Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Excellent, excellent. That was a good tune, man. You're on fire today with the old tune.
Gracias,
say,
right? Muchos.
Oh,
so, we've had loads of people getting in touch, not just with emails as well. Mm. For a start, because she obviously is not that savvy with technology, my mum's text me.
Uh-oh.
I think in relation to the stories about Christmas going, yeah, this is why I don't come home. And she was like, yeah, you don't come home and see your mum enough. I mean, I presume that's to do with the stories and not just a heartfelt plea. genuinely don't come back enough.
Please come back.
let's hope you're listening here, Mum. It was a bit of banter. Yeah, yeah, I'll be home soon. Don't worry about it. Or if not, I won't be responding to that. Oh, that's a tricky conversation.
We're live on Boomer.
Yeah. Nice. We've also had some tweets in, I know.
Yeah, well, we have had some tweets in, haven't we? Oh, we've got one from Carly here saying, Johnny and I now bringing back Lakeside memories to FUBAR Radio. Yeah, you done know. Yeah. I used to buy all my boyfriend's Christmas presents in Eisenegger. Hashtag classy bargains.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. sounds awesome. So we are doing our blast from the past section.
That's right.
I know. But, oh, we have had a couple of emails. Are we too comfortable with each other? Hi, boys.
Hi.
Love the show and top tunes. Oh, just they know how to get us now.
They know.
Start with a compliment. Oh, dear.
We're having a compliment to everyone present.
I need to know, are me and my best friend too close? We hang out every day, chat all the time, and a few times when we are going out, I have been in the shower and they have been using the toilet, okay? Obviously, they didn't flush until I was out of the shower. I don't know why that makes it better.
Because it slows down. Sometimes it depends on how the water's like piped in.
Yeah, but it depends what the person's. If they've done a number two, get a flush, please. Don't need to be smelling any of that. If you're a real friend, you'll flush.
Let it linger. Don't want to make the water cold.
Just spray it and spray it for breeze around the bathroom. That'll do. Yeah, that'll do. My other friend had been watching our behaviour and said it's not right. Also, she farts in front of me and pops my spots. Is this weird, Kelly?
I have seen friendships where it's that like intense, like where they're almost like soulmates, but they're not going to be like partners or anything. But they're like they're so close that they like in another life they probably would be. And I don't find anything wrong with it. I've never been out with anyone that has been in a tight relationship with that though, so I don't know how that kind of affects things. But I'm pretty certain that would affect things a lot if you see them every day.
I've been out with someone who is really close to their best mate. Yeah. It was, you know, it's fine, to be fair. I don't know. Sometimes I guess it might put a strain
a little bit.
Did
they see every day, though?
Not every day, no. But, like, they were always prioritised, I think. But, no, I mean, honestly, farts in front of me. Oh, gosh. I've got mates who are barely hanging on to their status as mates who fart in front of me. And they all laugh in my face, you know. Never let anyone pop my spots, though. I have had girlfriends do it.
Actually,
girlfriends have done it.
Yeah, girlfriends have done it. I've never had a friend do that, though.
No, exactly.
No.
If one of my mates tried to do it, what the hell are you doing, mate?
Trust me. If I do it now...
Keep your hands to yourself.
You grabby hands.
Exactly. You give me more spots with them filthy hands. Just put my Oxy 10 on. Let it do its work. Do you know what? Enjoy any close relationships you have in life. Be pleased. You never know. You never know how long they'll always last. So enjoy yourself. I don't think it's weird. Keep going, Kelly. interesting date.
Uh-oh.
Hello. Everyone has a bad story, it seems, so here's mine.
Here we go.
Chuck it in. Chuck it in. All right. Hold on. Let me get a popcorn ready.
Yeah,
I got my popcorn.
He genuinely
now.
Is getting his popcorn ready as well.
I got my popcorn. Go.
I had been dating a girl for a while, and things were going great. So that I took her to my dad's house for the weekend.
Nice.
My dad is a collector of antiques. Ooh. And she complimented him on one of his lamps. It's in the study. It was quite a big lamp. Mm. My dad liked a drink, so the whiskey was free flowing. She told me afterwards she'd never drunk whiskey before. I see why now. I've got to be honest to the writer. Right now, you have my attention. Big time.
We need to compile like a book of these.
These are great. My dad and I went to go outside for a cigarette, and when we came back, she was wearing the lampshade on her head and cuddling the lamp. What is going on in the world? She winked at my dad and started rubbing his mould patch. He gets better. Oh, dear, it gets better. She started rubbing his mould patch and said to call her Miss Lightfingers. I'm assuming that was her drunk cabaret name, but who the hell knows?
Drunk cabaret name, yes!
Oh. I'm still with her now.
That's a lasting relationship.
Oh, dear.
No, that's a keeper.
She is amazing, but she doesn't drink whiskey anymore. I still call her Miss Lightfingers, though. She hates that, but then she tried to get off with a lamp, so she has no say. Gary and Farnham. That is wicked,
well
Gary.
Well done, Gary. Ah, look at that.
I can't believe that they're still together. That is brilliant as well.
It was a moment in his life where he was like, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this, so I might just stay with her.
Yeah.
Literally. Just like,
no, well, also...
She's winking and touching up me dad. She's got a lampshade on her head and she's gyrating with the lampshade. Bowl.
If nothing else, the power dynamics have shifted so much in your favour, you go, you might as well just stick with it and just you bring this out whenever you need to in an argument. What's that, Lightfingers? What's that, Lightfingers? Hey, I'm the bad guy. You're touching up lamps.
You better put your gloves on.
Awesome, Gary. Love that one, mate.
That's a great email.
Shopping.
Yes.
I went on a little shopping trip with my wife to Lakeside. After 3.5 hours wandering in and out of shops, I finally lost it. Yeah. I ended up pleading with her to end this madness, and that's from Justin.
Yeah.
We know what you're talking about, Justin.
Lakeside
absolutely.
Is like that, because I'll probably jump in a little bit on it as well, because shopping brings Lakeside to my mind, especially when it comes to Christmas. It's like almost like a tradition, like in our family. Like every year we go to Lakeside, and basically it was for my mum so she could do all the Christmas shopping in one go, and then she didn't have to worry about it. She's like, I've got 3 kids, let me just do everything here, get all the family's presents, all the aunties and uncles and cousins and that, do it all in one big shop, put it, bang it in the car, and then we drive home, and it's like sorted. And but my mum's a terrible driver, like in terms of kind of navigating, and we'd get lost every year. Every single year. It's like, Mum, we go here every year. How do we get lost going there and coming back? Every year we get lost. And it's like the journey in the car should take about an hour or so. And we were getting lost for 3 or 4 hours at a time, like there and back. Because he was like, oh, what turning am I looking for? I think we just went past it, Mum. Ah! Another 10 miles down the motorway. Right, should I pull off there? I don't know, Mum. I'm 8. Yeah. You tell me.
You've got to be the responsible one in this situation.
So, but because we'd always get lost, we'd only have limited time there. But because Lakeside is so busy at Christmas, it's a nightmare. And so where it would be is, because we'd get our she'd let us get our Christmas presents there as well, we'd have like a certain amount of money that we could be able to get the present with. But the thing is, we'd only have enough time to go to each shop once. So it was basically, if you don't get it in that shop and you don't see something else that you like later on, you ain't getting it.
It's like the generation game, isn't it?
Do you want to move on? Or do you want to stick with the prize that you got?
You can have the cuddly toy in John Lewis. Nope, you're going for the Eisenhower puffer jacket.
It's gone for the puffer jacket. Again. Because we'd always start in Debenhams. For some reason, my mum would always park in a car park there. So we'd start in Debenhams, and it was like, and we'd do it like clockwise. We'd go around, always stay on the left hand side, and then we'd go around on the ground floor like that. Go up another floor and then go around and do the same thing. And because we always knew, oh, there's electronics boutique. That's one there. That's the game shop. That, yeah, we'll wait until we get to there. But then you see all these wicked other things in the shop. So it's like, oh, I could get that. And it was the panic we'd have as like kids, like eight years old and stuff like that. And my little brother's even younger. And we're all thinking, it's like, oh, do I get this now? And then we used to like think of each other like, oh, do we combine presents so we can get a bigger one? And it was like, I tell you what, if you don't get anything and like we put the money together, we can get this to share. Like, oh, I don't want to share, I want to get that. It was always a nightmare we had. But Christmas time and shopping always reminds me of my grandma, because she'd always... She never get us Christmas presents. She get our Christmas presents in the sales, and she'd tell us. We'd see her at Christmas, give her presents. We'd always like go around, see family around Christmas Eve or the 23rd, and then we'd go around like giving presents to like our family and stuff, catching up. And we'd always get to grandma, like, we ain't got no presents for you yet.
We're waiting until they're cheaper.
Yeah, I'm waiting until they're cheaper. And she wouldn't even wrap it as well. When she eventually give it to us, like after like in the new year, she'd give it to us in a plastic bag. Not even wrapped.
Nice.
And it's still got the price on the stuff. So you see how much she spent. And the worst thing was, one year she left a receipt in the bag, so you can see all the other things she bought.
Oh dear.
That would cost more than
for herself.
Oh, here's the thing, man. But very quickly though, I used to work in game like when I was at uni, and I loved it there, because at Christmas time I was like one of the Christmas temp staff. I don't know how I got the job, and I loved it because I was like, yeah, I can get all my friends' presents and stuff like, and all my friends would come and get the discount and stuff, and we loved it. But I always remember hearing the horror stories that because I used to work in a Walthamstow branch. And it was a bit of a rough area, because it's in the actual shop was inside of a shopping centre, and so they always telling me about the time. It's like, yeah, we hate Christmas, man. We hate Christmas. Any Christmas we hate, and any new console launch we hate. And I was like, why? It's like, because people just get robbed left, right, and centre. It was like, yeah, the PS3 launch. On the PS3 launch, they did a midnight launch. The first guy to buy the PS3 in the store bought it in the store, come out of the shop, and he got robbed for it before he left the shopping centre.
No.
Before he left the shop. Mate, where's your £500 system?
Oh, all the muggers outside just going, this is why. It's like David Attenborough commentating
Let
on it.
Let them come to us.
Yeah.
The predators have seen their prey. The moment the lion stepped out, the trap is set.
Outrageous. It's outrageous.
And there's nothing they could do about it. It was nuts. But always reminds me of the song Friends, one of my favourite songs by Nate Dogg, because that Christmas is always about friends and catching up, and we always kind of get together on Christmas, because we don't usually kind of have, I guess we're all getting older now, we don't really have too much time to kind of catch up as a big group, but we always do it around Christmas time. So it reminds me of the Nate Dogg tune, Friends.
Ever since I could remember, I had friends I could depend on, clothes to lend on, money to spend on. But as time went by, my life got a little strange, and the rules in this game seemed to change. Trust, honesty, and devotion, and money, money, money is the poison potion. There's no way that I can even say that this game has been good to me, or even bad to me. It had to be, cause tragically, the way this shit cracked off a doggy dog was magically. And now I'm getting everything I'm supposed to get, but my friendship with niggas always ends up as bullshit. I listen to my mama though, she always try to prepare me and warn me for the drama low. But how could she do what I mean, I'm do or die. But my life on the streets, that shit is suicide.
So to cope, I got a dog and a love. And keep my heat close in case these jokes go for broke. I'm mashing with my clip, 2 and 3 that is. Been my homeboys ever since Keys.
Hanging out with my homie. And I'm feeling just fine.
How many of us have
I've been pondering lately.
How many of us
a lot of different things
on my mind. How many of us have
it seems lately my friends list.
How many of us have
that took a slight decline. And if you wanna know the truth, man, then what do no friends of mine?
How many of us have
next? You jacking me up, you taking my cash. All my life, LBC, for my city, I match. All these OGs and BGs and wannabes and MOCs, the only friends I got is my 213s. That's my nigga Snoopy Woo and my nigga N-A-T-E. I can't forget about my nigga H to the Dizzy. Pressure and strikes, don't wanna take no lights, but these jaw jacks and hood cracks will make you break some biz acts. What's up, homie? Can I borrow some cash? Last week I gave you 500, so kiss my ass. I got a baby to feed, a family to see through, and shake bust the snitches, tweaking like Gizzo. Homies and friends, that's what they fizzle. Staying tight, money right, and busting
with
the
phone.
You know
what I'm saying? All these old fake ass niggas out here acting like they home. And I'm getting my just fine.
Yeah, you ain't doing it like that. You ain't riding like that.
I've been pondering lately. A lot of different things on my mind. It seems lately my friends list.
How many of us have
took a slight decline?
How many of us have?
And if you wanna know the truth, man,
how many of us
then
have
what no friends of mine?
How many of us have
hanging out with my homie?
Yeah. How many of us have them?
Oh, yeah. How oh, yeah. That is Friends by Nate Dogg.
Ah.
You're listening to Johnny and Arnell. We're live and loud on Foobar Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell on Foobar Radio.
That's right, live and loud. I love that song.
Absolutely.
How what? Many of us have them?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Right, so we've only got 7 minutes left, but there's still stuff to get through,
you
okay? There's a few things to get through. Firstly, just on that note you were saying about presents. I basically used to get my own kinds of presents. We should do this as a buzzword. Do you know what? I want to save it. We should do it as a buzzword next week.
Oh, you're teasing them.
We're teasing you.
I'm just about to give you a story. And now you've got to wait 7 days.
Save it next week. Right. We've had some emails in.
Here we go.
Meat. Hi, guys.
The subject header.
Meat. hi, guys. Chasing status is massive tunage. Thank you.
Another props.
Good stuff.
Oh, look, you can't tell guys at home, but he's smile is beaming at a minute.
Wonderful.
You could tell. You'd think it was a sunny day.
It is. It's very nice. So I have a date story that includes raw meat and sick.
Combining them all.
Of course it does. This is Captain Planet. My powers combined. Good stuff. Right, a girl I liked invited me over for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me what I liked. I said cooked food. Once again, cooked food. For the main course, she brought me over a beef tartare. That is raw beef, for your information.
I liked her,
so didn't want to point out that I told her about my earlier choice of cooked food. It was a struggle to eat it. I found the best way was to swallow it without chewing and have a big gulp of wine. This was not my best idea.
I love how people are just realising halfway through what their actions are. Ooh, I've chosen wrong.
I knew I was going to be sick, but at least wanted to try to make it to the toilet. Well, I tried.
Ha ha ha.
I got to the top of the stairs and knew I wasn't going to make it, but luckily spotted a laundry basket full of clean clothes.
Oh no! Not on the clean whites!
Even Dad can't get that out, man.
I dashed the clothes out, was pretty sick, and then flung them back in them again. I figured that was a cool move.
Yeah, I love how he's giving props to himself. He's like, yeah, that would do.
Yeah, you done well there, mate.
Yeah. You recovered.
I went back down to the table and carried on as normal. Out of the corner of my eye, I spotted her bloody cat, Colin, wandering in with sick covered sock in his mouth.
Oh,
she obviously smelt, so smelled it, so I said Colin must have done it. I thought it best not to stay the night and never see her again. Oh, I've often imagined her face when she found the basket. Tom in Kent.
Oh,
love
Tom.
Love that, Tom. Really love that one.
Oh, yeah. That would be horrifying.
That's quality.
Imagine you just going and put on your fresh clothes that you just washed.
Oh, dear. Oh. I just feel bad for Colin, bless him. He's just a cat trying to live a normal cat's life. Just coming out, meow, I didn't do it.
Colin got put down.
Yeah, exactly. Can't trust him around your clean clothes. Come on. That's absolutely brilliant, Tom. Love that. I can't believe how many awesome dating stories there are.
I can't believe how many people have been through some traumatic episodes just trying to go on a date.
We're loving them. Lakeside. Hey guys, Lakeside is like my Vietnam at Christmas time. Utterly traumatic when your mum is dragging you from shop to shop.
Yeah.
It was so bad that my little sister tried to escape. She ended up naked in BHS. Need to finish this email. Hiding in all the racks and playing peekaboo. My brother ran full pelt into a glass window and didn't see it, smashing it into a million pieces.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Let's just say my mum never took us back there together again. Terry, love that, Terry. That's awesome.
Terry. Well, but partly because his mum was probably banned.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Kids running around,
running around naked
smashing stuff.
This?
Yeah,
oh, God.
We haven't even heard what Terry's up to, so he best kept that one to himself. That's awesome, though. Thanks for all your emails today; they've been absolutely awesome.
Yeah,
we've literally got about 2 minutes to talk about TV.
Oh.
So The Walking Dead,
brilliant,
it was absolutely immense. Yeah, if you didn't see it this week, basically a couple of weeks ago, it was really trending because Glenn, a major character in the show. Well, died apparently, didn't he? You know, he was getting his guts ripped up. Mm-hmm. Now, some of us actually spotted at the time when we'd probably worked it out that
the savvy ones.
Yeah, so it didn't really look like it was going to be Glenn because of the way it was done. And this week it was revealed Glenn is still alive. He crawled under a dumpster whilst the other guy got ripped to pieces on top of him. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a little bit far-fetched, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was
a little bit far-fetched.
I'll take it, but he's going to have to, when they do eventually kill him off, he's going to have an epic death.
Oh, yeah. But I'm pleased because I like Glenn. Yeah, he's quite
one of the best characters, isn't he?
You've been watching Secret Life of a 5-Year-Old.
I have. I love that show, man. It's the way the kids... The things you discover about kids... Like, when I'm watching it, it's almost... It's a discovery, but at the same time, it's like, I did that. It's the same time.
Absolutely.
It's like, why am I discovering this when I did that? It's a weird kind of sensation. It's like, oh, right.
It was really interesting. They talk about, like, this kind of science as well as the kind of entertainment element and how much more advanced girls are at 4 years old, certainly. They can speak. Boys are literally going, and crying and stuff like that. Whereas girls are completely manipulating social groups and everything. It's quite fascinating.
There was one, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, there was one girl who, she couldn't kind of articulate her feelings by just talking to people, but she'd do it through song. So she'd start singing how she felt. And I was like, that's wicked. Yeah.
I miss my friend.
I love my friends, but I hate hanging around with you.
Do check that program out tonight, guys, on Channel 4 as well at about 10 o'clock. Right, 30 seconds, it's wrap-up time. But I've had a great show today. Really loved it.
Loved it.
Thanks to everyone who got in touch with your emails. They were fantastic. We're going to be back here next Thursday at 4 p.m. live and loud on Foobar Radio.
That's right. If you've got a Twitter, then send us a tweet, Johnny and Inel.
Yeah, and follow us. I'm at Johnny I. Cochran.
And I'm Inel. At Inel.
We're at Johnny and Inel. Tune in next Thursday at 4 p.m. See you later, guys.
See ya.